Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
Oh, hi, this is Drive on Air with Dustin, and today we will be talking about Sasquatch. What is your opinions about the Sasquatch? Do you know what the Sasquatch is? How is the Sasquatch? What is the Sasquatch? You never know. Okay, does anybody have any opinions?
Bigfoot's real.
How do you know he's real?
See tracks.
Do you know if those tracks were fake, real, or...
Real, they were like 3 times the size of a regular bear paw.
Cool. Robert, did you have something to say?
No.
James? Cameron?
I believe in Bigfoot.
How come you believe in Bigfoot?
Because he sounds to me like he's real.
But what if he's human?
He is human. He's hairier.
Okay. Anybody else have any opinions or Robert?
Are Bigfoots hairier than monkeys?
Are you for serious?
They're bigger, but are they hairier? I'm just kidding.
Anybody?
Bigfoot's real.
You just said Bigfoot's real.
Fake.
Yeah, right.
Okay, why do you think he's fake?
I think it's fake.
Why do you think it's fake?
Hello, could that be some man in an ape costume?
True.
I disagree with that.
Why do you disagree with it?
I've seen lost tapes.
Dude, are you...
You've seen lost tapes?
Yeah.
Tapes that are lost?
No, it's a show on TV show. And it's totally fake.
Yes,
animal live. It's true.
Henry and the Hendersons?
That's the true story right there.
Yeah.
That's a true movie.
Yes.
Why are we talking about movies?
Because it has Bigfoot in them.
It's not a true story.
I'm sorry, what do
you think, Mr.
Yes, what do you think?
I think that Bigfoot is not real, but I think that the Loch Ness Monster is. So maybe Bigfoot is like the Loch Ness Monster and an alien's baby or something like that.
Maybe Bigfoot's the Loch Ness Monster's brother or sister.
Or maybe he's real and he's just shy, so what he needs to do is he needs to show himself on videotapes and tap dancing in circuses, but not to other people. Who knows? I don't really know.
Okay, how come you think the Loch Ness Monster is real?
Because there's really a Loch Ness.
Have you seen the Loch Ness Monster?
No, but I've seen the Loch. So, maybe. You never know.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. So
And we are back with the Bigfoot. Does anybody have real life stories about the Bigfoot?
I do.
Cameron.
He can go first.
She let me go first.
Timmy, go.
Okay. Yeah, there was these like old stories about people saying they were going hunting in Right Hand Valley. And they said that some people never came back before. And they don't know if it was a bear or anything, but they saw like a big, not a big foot, but like a big foot. It's like hard to explain. Like the big foot, not this foot, not his.
So they found a footprint?
Yeah, they found footprints and they thought that it was it. Yeah, Robert, you want to say something?
Yes, Robert.
Yeah, Well, I was at Douglas, and we were going up the dam, and Douglas's uncle got stuck. Douglas started freaking out because we seen huge tracks and nearly crying. He's like, shoot the gun, please, please. And then his grandpa told us to, well, that's his uncle, but his uncle told us to go back and get some people to come help us, and they didn't believe us about the tracks. They went and looked at them. They thought it was a Sasquatch.
Did they think or they knew?
They thought.
But has anybody actually ever seen Bigfoot in these mountains?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Micah, tell us your story.
I've seen a Bigfoot.
Where at that big? Where is the Bigfoot? You could win $1 million.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
Well, it was like one day, kind of a while ago. Because I was, like, hanging out with Chanel, and, like, we're, like, all go for, like, a ride, I guess, Kim and Jason. And, like, it was a day like this. It was, like, sunny out, we're up on the new road. And all of a sudden, we see something on the mountain. We don't know what it was. It was, like, standing up. And just, that, up the mountain. Like, Kim and Jason, like, what the heck is that up the mountain? And we're, like, I don't know. Got binoculars. And, like, we saw these big foot tracks. And we couldn't see the thing anymore. And, like, disappeared. So, like, it, like, disappeared.
Man, that's, like, so amazing.
And then it's,
like
Batman?
Yeah.
Totally.
Batman. Or could it be Batman coming back or something?
Batman coming to a town like this?
And then, like, that
I don't think so.
Saving him. Saving.
And, like, it creeps out.
Saving us from the Joker.
Joker. Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's, who's a Joker?
I've seen a Bigfoot before.
Okay, we'll be back after this.
I'm a believer.
And we are back with Jive on Air. And now we have facts about Bigfoot.
Okay. Bigfoot facts. People have spotted Bigfoot creatures for over 400 years, describing the creature as hairy men, creatures of the forest. Sightings of Bigfoot-type cryptids have taken place all over the world, with tribal cultures, such as Native Americans and Bigfoot, having lore of such man-beasts. Bigfoot fact number two. Bigfoot footprints. Wow, it's a tongue twister. Bigfoot footprints have been found and reported for over 70 years.
I see.
Okay, over 70 years. Bigfoot fact number three. No one has yet produced a smoking gun that proves the existence of Bigfoot. There have been many Bigfoot videos, Bigfoot stories, and Bigfoot sounds, hair, and foot tracks claim to be proof of the legendary animal's existence. Yet to date, there has been no live Bigfoot body or carcass found that would put Bigfoot debate to rest for good.
Because he's not dead.
Are there Bigfoot babies? I mean, like, they're all over the world.
If you, yeah, if they've reported Bigfoots from all over the world for, like, the past 100-something
years. How bad if a Bigfoot just came here to go to school?
They have to reproduce.
I'm not a Bigfoot. My name's Bob.
Robert, you're already here.
Have you seen a Bigfoot?
I have. Sitting right there.
That is so mean.
You call it Bigfoot?
Yeah.
I should be called Bigfoot. I got big feet.
I'm gonna stop talking about Robert's feet.
But what about the legendary animal itself? Is it an animal?
It's a man beast.
It's a man beast.
Yeah.
What is the definition of a man beast?
Mm-hmm. Man beast.
Hair. It's a hairy like a chimpanzee, and it's
and
like
it's
like the mix
legs
of a bear and a human.
It's like a human ape.
Well, what makes it a human? Does it like to read Chaucer and take bubble baths?
It stands up on
like
hind legs and has
like
canines.
It's like the mix of Yao Ming and a polar bear.
Holy crap.
Yao Ming and a grizzly bear.
I bet you it's Shaq O'Neal in a big hairy suit.
Or Yao Ming in a big hairy suit.
Yao Ming and a polar bear.
What do you think, Kaylee?
About bear.
About what?
About Bigfoot.
Taking bubble bath.
What Bigfoot? There's no Bigfoot.
Kaylee is a disbeliever of
Bigfoot.
Kaylee,
I'm a believer.
OMG.
And if there is a Bigfoot, would it be called as a human of the human race, or would it be classified?
It's like Lucy.
I
told my mom about that.
Yes, I did. And that was hilarious.
What was hilarious?
Kaylee called her parents aliens.
Bigfoot. We don't know if it exists, and we don't know if it's alive or if it's real, but why has nobody ever found a body or a carcass?
Because they're not going to hide inside the mountains like bears.
Micah, what do you think?
They eat each other, so you can't find anything.
They eat each other, bones and all?
Yeah. They could just bury the
other
carcass or whatever.
Okay, but what if we find, you know, like owl pellets? Wouldn't we find, like, Bigfoot pellets where there would be, like, Bigfoot bones and poop?
Maybe
they eat the poop.
Yeah.
Ew, but
so this animal,
it has a lot of nutrients.
Eats everything. And
but see, how would he survive?
You know how come we can't see Bigfoot? Because he's old.
He said there's only one.
He has one.
Bigfoot. We can't
water.
See. We can't
he's
see.
He's got an invisibility cloak.
Yeah. That.
We can't see the Bigfoots because they don't want us to see them. If they want us to see them, then they let us.
Maybe they're smart. Like I bet they're living in the Right Hand Valley over there.
What were we just clapping for?
We're clapping to see if Bigfoot would appear if we believed.
But Robert,
and he
did not.
I believe I'm here.
Like so would Bigfoot be... No, if he's disabled, would he also be known as in the human race?
Somebody cut my pencil.
I don't know. I think that the Bigfoot sighting would be huge.
But would he be a part of the human race?
I don't know. Would Bigfoot be a part of the human race if he was found? What defines him being part of the human race? What would he have to do to be human? What do you think, Timmy?
Shave his head.
One berry is dead.
Act normal.
Shave his hair.
He'd be like famous.
I think he shaves all his hair, puts on some of Ethan's clothes.
No. That's bad, Robert.
I'm not normal, but I'm the closest thing you could get to normal.
Thanks, Bouchard.
I think he just shaves himself and puts on some of Oscar Jr.'s clothes.
I might be a Bigfoot or something.
It's true.
Would Bigfoot be like a King Kong person or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, knocking down planes off whatever building he was on in that movie.
But see, would he clap his chest and like go?
Is that Tarzan?
Would he slap his chest?
He has glasses.
How does Bigfoot have glasses? He doesn't even know about glasses.
He's a cave dude. He's been around for centuries and centuries. He knows everything there is about the world.
Don't point that at Jack on our family.
How was it?
He had a Bigfoot baby.
Yeah. That means there has to be a Bigfoot girl.
So how
but
come,
she died.
How
do they make babies if there's no girl? How is Bigfoot even... Okay, I'm going to be quiet. It's only because the caveman made babies with some other thing. Who knows?
Like a pig.
Okay, how come Bigfoot's been living for like maybe 4,000 or 5,400 years?
Billion years?
I mean, like, because it doesn't die. Because it's not alive.
You said you're a non-believer of Bigfoot. Why are you believing him now?
I just said that. Because it was never alive.
Oh.
Yeah, huh? It's invincible. It's like Superman.
Also, if a bullet hits his eye, it's going to crumple to pieces.
That's superhero movie. That's Superman.
Okay. Okay, well, we are on a quest to look for Bigfoot. While we think about it, we're going to take a break.
Yippee-ki-yay!
We are on a quest.
About Bigfoot.
The legend of Bigfoot is one that has endured for many years. However, the word legend may not do the creature justice. Bigfoot was a pop cultural phenomenon during the 1970s, and anyone who remembers tuning in to the programs like In Search Of or The $6 Million Man surely felt a kinship with the misunderstood creature, according to isbigfootreal.com. Okay. Bigfoot did not get his name until 1957 after a Newswire story reported large humanoid footprints were found alongside a construction site. Plaster of Paris molds of the huge footprints were made, and this started the rumors that an ape man was lurking in the Pacific Northwest woods.
Told you.
While this story was a national news, the legend of the creature dated back hundreds of years in Native American folklore. In the early 20th century, there were two tabloid reporters of ape men throwing rocks at miners' cabins in the legendary Ape Canyon tale. In addition, there were reports of men kidnapped by ape creatures and released after several days. Then in 1945, a report of a bizarre deformed grizzly bear also circulated in the Pacific Northwest newspapers. However, it was not until 1957 that the legend became true international news. Ironically, 1957 was also the year of the great intrigue over the search for their abominable snowman in Tibet. Then in 1967, explorers Roger Patterson and Bob Gimlin filmed what appeared to be female Bigfoot walking on a creek bed in Bluff Creek, California. The short 16mm film became one of the most shocking film clips of its day. A black and white still of it appeared in the Argosy magazine in 1968, and this captured people's imaginations like nothing else. In 1975, the entire film aired in the drive-in motion picture The Mysterious Monsters, and this further found interest in the creature. By the late 1970s, hundreds of Bigfoot books, magazine, print, radio, and television news reports appeared. Eventually, this led to a burnout, and the creature's media appearances continued on a much, much smaller scale in the 1980s. However, what was or is Bigfoot? Dr. Grover Grants put forth the notion that Bigfoot creatures are modern-day survivors and previously thought extinct pre-Cro-Magnon ape men, the Gigantopithecus. Dr. Krantz was a fixture and an interview subject on a multitude of television programs until his death from pancreatic cancer several years ago. A&E's 1990 Bigfoot special was one of the highest-rated programs and its best-selling videotapes. Many people believe this program is what returned Bigfoot specials to television airwaves after decades of non-relative presence. In 1972, the success of the film The Legend of Boggy Creek helped raise the public's awareness of the Bigfoot creatures living outside the Northwest. However, is Bigfoot truly a relic of the past? No. Hundreds upon hundreds of Bigfoot sightings have been reported over the past 10 years. Several films of alleged Bigfoot creatures have also been made as well. Well, what do we think of that? Is there now, because there's film of it, that Bigfoot is real?
Yeah, it's always been real.
How do you know it's real? What if it is not real?
It is real. It's a dog.
Have you seen Bigfoot?
Yes.
Yeah, I see my dog standing up.
He does have a big dog.
It's the Saint Bernard, what do you expect?
If you were walking in the mountains and came upon Bigfoot, what would you do?
I'd be like, I'll ask about a boxing match.
Cameron,
I'd be like Pacquiao.
Try to beat him. Who's Pacquiao?
Be like and Brock Lesnar. Be like
hopefully
friend.
You don't eat.
Hopefully you don't get eaten by Bigfoot. James, what
I'll
would
be,
you?
I'll be
would you be a believer if you were walking in the mountains and Bigfoot was like, hey, got an extra pair of pants?
Oh my god.
I'd be like,
the Bigfoot
would,
the Bigfoot wouldn't be able to fit in. He's too small.
I'd be like, nope, you're just a figment of my imagination.
Hey, shove you in the microwave.
I'll be like, if he was my best friend.
I would
next
thing
you know, we'll be like running down the street holding
hands. That's what it'd be like. It'd be like Rob and Big.
I'll be Rob. Except for.
He'll be Big.
Big would be Rob, and then. Rob would be Big.
I don't think any of you guys would just sit there. I think you'd all, like, you guys would, like, stare for a minute, and then you guys would, like, run. And then try to tell everybody.
Big.
But seriously, you're walking in the woods, all of a sudden Bigfoot just appears out of nowhere and wants to talk about...
Holy! I found the Bigfoot!
Politics. He wonders if you're one of the people that voted or didn't vote.
I'm not old enough to vote, Bigfoot. I'm sorry, Mr. Bigfoot. If you come back, get your green card, you can vote.
What's up with the hillbilly accent?
You're talking like Aliens there.
So what about this idea, though, that Bigfoot is kind of like a Cro-Magnon? You know, remember we talked about the...
I forgot what that was.
I don't know if he is a Cro-Magnon.
Dusty fork.
Look at these hairy guys.
Because he could be one.
He's like Lucy, but still living.
Because how come he's still hairy and all that stuff? Because
he hasn't got mange yet.
How does Bigfoot get mange?
From other dogs that go see.
I wonder how they make babies.
That's Bigfoot inappropriate. Babies.
You know what? We don't need to go into that right now, Rob.
Yeah. No, we can. You can ask Mr. Mitchell if you have questions about sex ed.
Yes!
we're talking about
history.
Real. Imaginary. Figment of imagination. Or maybe one of our relatives. We don't know.
He's our great ancestor.
He's my friend.
My grandpa.
I think like he was back in the day, but I don't think he's alive.
I do.
Okay. Give me the bear suit. Let's assume that Bigfoot is real. Would we assume that everything else is real too?
No.
No, Lockless monster.
If we assume the Bigfoot is real, we assume everything else is real too.
I believe in dragons.
But then there'll be no debates about creatures that are living.
Yeah, that's not fun anymore. There's no more good fights to see on TV.
Bigfoot is real.
Bigfoot punching the news
reporter. Bigfoot, you are not real. Yes, I am. Boom, right in the face. James of it.
I believe vampire.
I believe
in Carl.
I'm supposed to be 8,000 feet tall and really hairy, but I'm not.
Fairies. I believe in werebase.
I believe in Chunky.
Someone told me that unicorns are real, but then somebody else told me that they are.
So I believe in fairies.
So you think that Bigfoot is like the unicorn's aunt or something?
Tooth fairy is my friend.
Santa Claus is true.
He's a stalker.
Okay, well, while we think about this, we're going to take a break.
When it rains, it pours and opens doors that flood the floors we thought would always keep us safe and dry. And in the midst of sailing ships, we sink our lips into the ones we love that have to say goodbye. And as I float along this ocean, I can feel you like a notion that won't seem to let me go. 'Cause when I look to the sky, something tells me you're here. You make everything alright. But when I feel like I'm lost, something tells me you're here with me. And I can always find my way when you are here. And every word I'll
looking at some more facts about Bigfoot.
Hey, it turns out that according to the Bigfoot Research Organization.net, in Alaska there have been 22 sightings since 1985. None here in Aleutians East, but the majority looks like are happening in Fairbanks. People in Fairbanks are seeing Bigfoot. And all over the United States, they're seeing them all over. We have listings of anywhere from 175 sightings in Texas to 6 sightings in Vermont. And the people that live in California must be really into Bigfoot. They've seen Bigfoot 416 times. It's a lot of Bigfoots. This idea that there's only one and one only is really not going to happen because they're seeing them all over the United States.
So there's like 7 billion of them around the world, I bet.
Sure.
Like people in Hawaii don't see Bigfoot. Maybe Bigfoot can't see
them. There must be like Adam and Eve of those two.
He don't like the trops. Yeah.
So how come
he lives in Alaska. Who's Sasquatch hunting today?
You know what? Florida is rather tropical, and they've seen Bigfoot 169 times there.
Maybe just in islands. They can't get to the islands.
They're
not good swimmers.
How come Bigfoot is not, like, on animal books as
they're like elephants.
Species?
They don't float.
Because nobody knows about them.
There seems to be
official.
No actual proof.
It's not official.
Without a skeleton, without something, we're not going to see any actual...
Maybe they jump into... Maybe they throw their bones into volcanoes. We should go jump into about that and...
Mm-hmm.
I would be jumping around Dutton when it's a dormant, almost active volcano.
It is active.
It's fun.
It is.
It'll be fun. I'm gonna take a parachute.
Well, actually, it's dormant.
James, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Doing
this little.
So,
for your head?
It looks like Bigfoot.
He's making himself a throat area.
Has offices all up and down Canada and the United States where you can report if you have seen Bigfoot.
Oh,
and have an actual picture.
Story.
Okay.
While we were on our road trip, I saw Bigfoot.
Where'd you see Bigfoot?
Ooh.
Canada.
Wow.
It's a Canadian Bigfoot.
Looks like you've also seen Bigfoot in Australia, China, the Himalayan region, Indonesia, Malaysia, Russia, and other countries and regions.
My name is Fred.
Okay, we are just about out of time, so let's go ahead and have a round table. Do we believe in Bigfoot or not?
Yee!
So, let's see. If you believe in Bigfoot, raise your hand.
Woo!
No, it doesn't make sense. I'm on the radio. Go ahead and say, if you believe, we'll go around in a circle.
Ethan believes in Bigfoot.
No.
Robert believes in Bigfoot.
Ethan believes in Bigfoot.
How about Dusty?
I guess so.
James.
Still no.
Cameron believes in Bigfoot.
Kaylee doesn't believe.
She's not a believer.
She hates to believe it.
And Bigfoot, if you're out there, show yourself.
It's his fam. It's her family.
I guess so.
If you believe in Bigfoot,
I believe in Bigfoot too.
Yes.
Next week we have. I can't see through your head, Kaylee.
Timmy.
Next week we have Timmy, and Timmy's topic is.
You don't know yet.
It's a blank, just like this morning. So I guess we'll talk about it when we see it. I'll leave you on a song and have a good day.
We'll be right back.
Come